We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building with us this morning.
Rich Homie Quan.
What's up, son?
Y'all said that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we've been waiting to talk to you, man. We got to get right to it. There's a lot going on with you in the news.
No, it ain't, man. We good, man. We good.
They said you out here talking about raping women.
No, man. That was blown out of proportion, man.
We heard the lyric, though. It did sound like
that. But listen, if you listen, it's just good music. I was good. But it wasn't even supposed to leave the studio, though. So, like, you know what I mean? It was a studio leak song. I apologize for it, but that ain't what I'm on. I'm too little to rape anybody.
And you get a lot of money, so I know you're getting some money out of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who leaked it?
I don't know. It was like over 100 songs got leaked. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I don't know, man. Because I be doing so many songs. So the song like 2 years old anyway, though. So, you know what I mean? I was young. I don't know who leaked it.
I'd have just said I was high. Hey, man, I was high. You know.
Nah, I wasn't high, though. I was sober when I made that. Because that was me and Thug was still talking. So that song old.
So what happened with you and Thug? Why don't y'all speak anymore?
We still talk. You know what I mean? Just right now, I'm just focused on my solo career. You know what I mean? My brain, R-A-Q.
Y'all do speak.
Same way I came in. Yeah, that's all. Just got back to me.
I saw you on ESPN. You was on Highly Questioned when you said that you said it upset you when he called you Bitch Homie Quan or something like that.
Yeah, that like you on Envy Key that day.
Oh, I call him a bitch every
day. Yeah, they do that all the time. I don't know if you could compare that.
but it's behind the scenes.
Yeah, you feel me? That like if you don't call it to his face though, like you know what I mean? Something like that, you know what I mean? So it just throw me off. You feel me? That's all, man. But like I'm over it. You feel me? Just focus on myself right now. But yeah, I talked to Bird yesterday. You know what I mean? Cop trying to ask him what the order at Felipe when we had went.
Felipe's?
Yeah.
You go to Felipe.
Yeah. You know you a hood. Felipe.
Do you think it was a mistake to sign with Rich Gang?
Huh?
I mean, not sign, but do you think it was a mistake like to be affiliated with Rich Gang instead of being popping as a solo artist like you were?
Nah, I wouldn't say that because I learned from every situation I'm in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just feel as if, you know, so everything is a learning experience. You feel me? I learned a lot from them. You feel me? So, like, now, you know, I just use what I, you know, use the juice I did learn from them and just incorporated what I got going on and made me a more powerful person.
I always wondered, why would anybody sign the Birdman? Like, knowing, seeing his history of how he does.
But were you signed, or was it just an affiliation?
It's just an affiliation. I never signed the Birdman. I've never signed no paperwork outside of TLG.
Smart man.
He's not signed to a label.
I'm an independent artist, bro.
I thought you saw Def Jam.
No, where'd you get that from?
Now, there was
Def
rumor
Jam?
That. No, it wasn't.
Are you talking about when Trinidad had signed?
Trinidad James had signed, that you was part of that clique, and you was also part of Def Jam at that time. Was that true?
No, that wasn't true. See, like, me and Def Jam, I've been to the building, you know what I'm saying? I met everybody from Care to everybody over there, but we just never got to that. Mm-hmm. I never signed any paperwork.
He's sick right now.
I would be sick too.
They are sick.
Maybe if things would have worked out with Trinidad James and at Def Jam, you know, for long term, they probably would have tried to get you. But
tried to, but at the time, like, it gotta make sense. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just not eager to sign something just to say I signed. Like, it gotta make sense. It gotta be like what I want, something long term. So if you can't give me nothing long term, I might as well stay independent and push myself the way I know I want to see myself.
Right.
That's Trinidad. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trinidad don't make records like you, to me anyway. You know what I mean?
But he's talented though, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a strong word to describe him.
Well, you know what, though? I would say this, Rich Homie Quan, we had you up here pretty early on, you know, in your career. And some people thought, oh, he's going to be a one-hit wonder with Let's See Where He Goes. And you really did prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Like, to me, the whole time, like, I knew, you know what I'm saying? The first time I came, Charlamagne went here.
Yeah, I saw you was in the lobby.
He was like, he's not going to be in. I'm out of here.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I can imagine it coming from him.
That definitely happened.
That's a lie.
He called Kendrick Lamar a janitor.
Kendrick Lamar did look like a janitor when I first met him. But I ain't never said Kendrick wasn't going to be nothing. I said he looked like a janitor.
Kendrick real tough.
Listen, I'm from South Carolina. I see guys like you blow up all the time. So I don't know what they talking about.
And I ain't even that. At the same time, you never just judge a book by a cover, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I got a lot of sense, man. I read more than I do anything. You know what I mean?
You know, I saw you say that on Highly Questionable. What do you like to read?
James Patterson. Okay. My favorite author. You know what I mean? Very, very talented, though. It's just like I picked up reading from jail, though. After I graduated with a 3.2, so like I could always read. Mm-hmm. But it's a difference between reading and reading with understanding. Right. Run straight through the words. But you go back and ask me what you read about, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Then I realized how powerful reading was in jail. Then I came home. That's why some of my verses be so descriptive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. James Patterson for that.
Are you surprised with your success? Because you have a huge success, a huge following, and you are independent.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. You know what I'm saying? Even though the devil keep throwing curveballs at me. Mm-hmm. But I got God in my corner, so I don't really be tripping, man.
You put up a bunch of videos, and this was a couple months ago, maybe 8-9 months ago, and you were just walking through different malls, and the kids following you and chasing you. And does that ever, do you ever stop yourself like, damn, I made it?
Nah, bro, because I still try to keep that. In my mind, I've made it, but to me, I still like I'm still trying to make it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think I still go so hard, man. Like, if I go, like, you got to think, like, I'm rapping for the kids, man, because they the future. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, bro, every mile we go to, bro, we shut it down, like, in a good way, though, you know, mm-hmm. from older people. But I do get a lot of kids following up the kid, because you got to think, like, they listen to everything I say. Mm-hmm. That's why I try to watch what I say, watch what gets leaked. Because kids do listen, man. They really take everything to the head.
That's right. I don't want your hoe, just want
man,
that
cookie. Man, we don't
want
to talk about
it. She tried to resist, so I took it from her. You don't
that's
need
very rapey. That's very rapey.
But listen, if you listen, like, I wasn't so, like, I didn't just come out and just.
I don't want your hoe.
Okay.
You don't want the girl.
Okay.
You just want that from her. She tried to resist, so
I
took it
cookie.
From her. No, I said cookie. Okay, cookie.
I said cookie, so like, I tried to keep it not as vulgar, you know what I mean? Try not to be just so discreet about it, but.
I like you to say I was young, man. I was young.
Yeah, I was young,
you
man.
Make mistakes, you know. It is
nah,
what it
I
is.
Hope you can forgive
and
me.
And you would
for
never
it.
Do that in real life, and you would never condone that.
At that time, I was just rapping.
Bill Cosby was a little guy, too.
Bill Cosby ain't do that, man. I'm on Bill's side,
Bill
man.
Crazy.
But, you know, with all the popularity that you've had also breeds a lot of people taking shots at you and coming at you. Yeah. How difficult is that?
It's just life, man. They hate it on Jesus. You know what I mean? I'm being real. Like, it's life. Like, they're going to hate on you whenever, regardless. People going to talk. If they're not talking, you're not doing something right. Mm-hmm. Even if it's bad, you know, if it's good. As long as you're in the mix, I feel as if you're doing something right.
Did it really bother you to be called like Bae and Hubby and then have people coming at you like, why is he calling him
that
Bae?
Was a little
why
crazy.
Is he calling
you
Hubby?
Because he made it sound
and
like
you never
because
said
no, no, yeah, yeah.
You know, your son's mother had to defend you and say, okay, he's not gay. We have a child together.
Everybody know I'm not gay. Like, mm-hmm. you can, to me, I can see gay when I see it.
You can, why are you pointing to Charlamagne?
No, I pointed to Cardi. I'm just saying, like, you can. No, like, come on, man. Guys, like, we know, like, right. You can peep gayness, you can peep sweetness. Something is not right.
Ah, the lines be a little blurred nowadays, though.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
In Atlanta, sometimes.
Don't just say Atlanta, everywhere. You know what I mean? Atlanta's a little crazy. Like, nah, I ain't gonna lie, man. Has got a little crazy over the years in Atlanta. Nah, I ain't gonna flip.
Thug is a little confusing now.
You just gotta get to know him, though, bro. That's all. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, I think he don't like to do interviews, so like, it's not like he's gonna talk and tell you why he says it.
Yeah.
So once you get to know him, mm-hmm. you just know what type of person he is. Just
but
different.
Are you like, stop calling me Bay and Hubby because it gets misconstrued?
Hubby's a little crazy.
And you never, why you never said it back?
No, you could have said with my hubby back too.
That's not the way I talk.
Okay.
That's all. You feel me? But nah, I ain't nothing against it though. Like that's just like, that's not me.
And they give you a lot of flack for the dance you be doing.
Oh, yeah,
you
man.
Bitch, homie dance.
But listen, the girls love it, though.
First thing they say is, oh, it look gay.
But if you look at it, let me explain the dance. First and foremost, what I'm doing is, really, I'm in motion. I'm hitting the girl from the back the whole time. I wipe my sweat off. I turn in a different position. So the whole time, really just hitting the girl from the back the whole time. But you have to see a show. No, I cannot do it.
No,
MB tried to do it. It looked awful.
Somebody tried to dance. Charlamagne tried to.
I'm not doing
it. It looked awful.
He tried to nay-nay. He tried. What
see, like, the
nay-nay,
them ain't like to me. Like, you'll never see me doing dancing like that. Like, I'm not even a dance type person. You can ask anybody around me. It just came out of the studio one day. I did that one show. I forgot where we was at. But the girls went crazy. So I just been doing everything. I don't care what nobody think, bro. But it made the song get bigger, flat though.
Right. It did man, make it
keep
big.
Keep talking about it, damn.
When you hitting a girl from the back, that's like, that's what you be doing.
Man, wet.
Yeah.
Just like I'm talking, like, I be really into it, man. And if I be drunk at my show,
you never look back and be like, "What is you doing back there?"
Nah, they so gone in the mode, like keep doing what you doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So nice. Like, I love to dance though, bro. Like, I don't want you to judge me after dance because I'm not even a dancing type person. It's just something fun to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I get money, enjoying myself. And if, hey, it make the song blow up, man, I'm going to keep doing them off.
Now, I will say this about you and Thug. Y'all do seem to not care what people think. You know what I'm saying?
If you care, I feel as if I care to deteriorate my mind, bro. You know what I mean? Like, what I got going for me, I already know I'm going in the next 5 years, despite what anybody say. I know I'm going to be. It's my mindset.
Right.
My mindset. Mm-hmm.
What about everybody with the camera phones and the cameras rolling, and then they try to pull up on you and be like, come on, let's fight, let's do this, and then it gets posted on Instagram? Do you have to worry about people with their cameras and all of that?
People trying to fight you?
Nah,
you ain't never seen the video? You rolled up.
You pulled up.
Yeah. Because, like me, I know I'm a liberal, bro. You know, like, we ain't trying to go for no BS. Like, you can't be slandering names out here. Like you won't get caught in these Atlanta streets now.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to even talk about that because, you know what I mean? It's back to violence. You know, I'm trying to be a good person.
Trying.
I'm trying to be a good person, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be a role model for
the
kids.
We got a couple of curveballs. Right. Now, what happened in the club in Miami? They said you beat up a security. That you
and then you fled on a yacht. That's an amazing story.
Now, did you come to the club on the boat?
Rich homie Bond.
Okay,
James
listen.
Bond.
Listen, I ain't really supposed to be talking about this, y'all. But this is just the Breakfast Club. Yes, I did come to the club on the boat. The altercation with the security guard, I don't know nothing about that. The speedboat, I don't know nothing about that. Like, all that.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
That is.
Now, like, I even laughed out the story. I was like, oh, man, it made me. But, like, look how little I am. How could I? Listen, man, they said the bounce is what? 6'8", 300 plus pounds. Liberty old me do that.
You got goons?
He said, I did.
He said, Rich Homie Kwan.
Hey, you never know. You might got
one of them rings could have sliced his face up.
Come on, man. Liberty old me. That's Liv. They should have the best security in the world. So, I don't recall anything.
Did you get charged for that, dude?
I was charged.
You had to turn yourself in.
Yeah, I had to turn myself in. They dropped it to a misdemeanor.
Oh, but, you good then?
Nah.
It's still ongoing. It's still ongoing.
Nah.
You trying? Oh, it's civil suit. You trying to get some bread? Oh, yeah, okay. Got you.
Yes.
You said yes.
Yes.
But you did nothing.
Nah, man. But I enjoyed the story.
Right.
Yeah, I got, you know, the story was fun. They called me James Kwan.
Rich homie Bond.
Rich homie Bond.
Yeah, that would have been a fight. That was hard, though. But, like, even the whole story, though, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. Speedboat, man. Nah.
That was a hot story, though. But I heard that was dope.
Now, did you really give Tiger advice? Because I was listening to his new record, Hollywood, and he said, Rich homie Kwan told me, get rich or stay quiet and get rich.
When I had first met him, because you know we did the song, what's on the Fast and the Furious, me, Wale, with YG.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my first time ever meeting him. And we went to LA to do a perform for the movie premiere, and we just chopped it up.
Right.
And I told him I've been a fan, you know what I mean? Because you had to think, I was like number 25. So when I was little, I would see Tiger all the time, so I told him, like, he was an influence, you know what I mean? Me rapping, told him to keep going hard. Right. I told him he should keep talking to that girl, the one they keep talking to him about.
Kylie.
Yeah, I told him she's bad. I don't care nobody say.
Red shirt that pussy till she 18. She got bread.
What's she, 17? 17.
17.
Come on, man.
That's legal in Georgia, though.
Man, but that ain't even nothing. Why he the only one people keep talking about? But I don't see multiple rappers with her, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Oh, you see multiple rappers smashing Kylie?
No, I ain't saying smashing.
Oh,
be with her. But like, if you see, hey, man.
So she a thot?
I don't know. No, man. You can't say nothing bad about no Kardashian sister.
They passing her around? What you saying?
Nah, I'm just saying. Why y'all all on Tiger back about it when I done seen this rapper with her, that rapper with her? Y'all didn't say nothing.
Well, that's because Tiger, like, I guess, claimed it. I don't see nothing.
Well,
wrong
he posts
with
pictures
though
of her on Instagram and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's his girl. People looking at it like that's his girl.
And then they act like Tiger 40 something. The man, 24, 25 years old.
Man, the girl is cute, man. She's a Kardashian.
She got bread.
He's smart.
So now we saw you looking booed up with man, Johnny Blaze.
That's just my friend.
Okay, because y'all were like in bed together.
I was drunk.
You were drunk.
Hey,
he drunk. You got a stick.
I want you to keep that. Drunk. No matter what happens, it's always say I was drunk. I was drunk. When I did that rape lick, I was drunk. Miami night, I don't know nothing. I was drunk. I don't know nothing.
Nah, for real, man. Johnny's a good people though, man. I was just trying to hip on her music a little bit. You know what I mean?
That she's ain't talented. Gonna work, bro.
Come on, y'all were like naked in bed doing music.
Ain't naked.
Y'all look naked.
He's teaching her to flex dance, man.
She gotta earn them tracks. You can't just be writing for us.
Nah,
she gotta earn it.
I just, you know, like I don't know. I just like music, man. I might just be, you know, we chilling. I'd be like, what you working on? You know, might assist you, say it like that. You know, just talking about music.
Don't waste your time, brother. Not that ain't gonna happen for her.
You don't think so?
Nah, that ain't happening.
How many people have tried to get you to do a guest appearance on Love & Hip Hop? I'm sure, man, in Atlanta, they done asked you a million times.
I don't
times.
Try to, yeah, man, I'm not an actor. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my life even singing like that. Like, I feel as if it's too Hollywood to take away from my music career.
Right.
I feel as if I'm doing too much. You know what I mean? I already had me audition for the Barbershop 3 movie.
Oh, really?
I was already actor, man. It's different, but hey.
What they want you to play?
Like a street dude, something dude. I don't know.
Typecasting you.
Yeah, it ain't no barber.
Yeah.
He's barber.
You know what I mean? Nah, but nah, it's different though, because rapping is just a platform. You know what I mean? It's a great experience. Even if I don't get the part, it was still, you know what I mean? A blessing to meet the director. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
you have the acting bug now? You think you want to do some movies and be in some? Is that something you're interested in?
Movies, not no, what's they call them?
Reality shows.
None of that, man. They're not real. Mm-hmm. See, acting, I'm acting.
Right, it is still acting.
You feel me? I'm acting. I'm getting paid to act. You can't broadcast real. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know what I mean?
Now, what's your relationship with Lil Wayne? How's that relationship?
Man, Wayne cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've only met him like a couple of times, but every time I meet him, like, never no bad blood. He always speak. You know what I mean? We dap up or whatnot. But, like, you know what I mean?
You took a couple of shots at him, though. And
no, I didn't. I've never took a shot at Wayne.
You
never.
Said something about him not being hot no more or something.
What lyric was that? We had to go back and get that. I've never, like, dissed Wayne whatsoever. Wayne's one of my biggest influences. I've never thrown one bad shot at Wayne.
Yeah, Thug said that. I don't remember.
Yeah, Thug
not Quan. Not Wayne. Oh, man. Too much respect for him.
Do you feel like you get mixed up in all of that, though, just because of all the issues that are going on?
Yeah,
because
you just thought I said the first
I thought you took a little shot at him.
But it'd be okay, though, because as long as you can always come back and defend yourself, but I've never do, you know what I mean? If I get caught up, I know I can get myself out of it. Mm-hmm. I never get in too deep.
What about loyalty to people that you work with, though? Do you feel like, well, now I got to rock with you? Like, it's not a situation when you feel like your beef is my beef?
Uh-huh. No, it ain't never that, because my circle is always small. I have nothing but family around me, no new friends whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't really go out like that. I don't care about who you with. Like, it's all about me, my team, and the brand. Mm-hmm. If it ain't about that, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Now, what made you want to take a break from Rich Gang? What was the thing that made you say, I'm going to fall back a little
bit? It wasn't so much as a break, man. I had just to get back. You know, like, you read the comments or whatnot. You see stuff. I just thought everybody's saying, Corn, go back to you. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was never, like, no break. Like you say, I was never engaged with them. You just try something out for a while.
Some great hit songs came out of
it.
Worked.
Yeah, like you say, like it was great a great experience, man. You know what I'm saying? I learned things. I learned how to do things. I learned what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's a learning.
Yeah, like pay your artists. do you feel like Birdman was setting y'all up though? Like I mean, as far as he didn't have nobody on his side, so let me go grab these couple young hot dudes and stand.
Nah, to be honest, I had been talking to Birdman probably like 3 years ago before I even took off. It was just a matter of just me and him just really getting with each other. And once we got with each other, we just kicked it like every day. It was really more like a summer thing because he was in Atlanta so much. You feel me? We ended up dropping the mixtape. You know what I mean? Then we still had so many other songs. We were talking about the album, but it never got to that point. But if we would have dropped one, I wouldn't mind helping out on the album, though. Like I would say, it's no bad blood with me toward them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or anybody. Like I said, I just want to focus on my brand and me. You feel me? Get back to, like, that's the way I came in by myself. I'm going to leave by myself.
When is the album coming out?
Late, I would say fall. Mm-hmm. Fall.
And would you sign to a major?
If it makes sense. You know what I mean? When I say makes sense.
What kind of bag would they need?
You got to give me more than what I already got. Mm. You feel me? I think, man, what? I'm been on featured on 2 platinum songs. Got my own gold song. So, like, I need to check, bro. You mm-hmm. see, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, like, not saying I would go platinum or whatnot, but I think I would sell. Mm-hmm. I think I would sell, bro. You know what I mean? Even if it was some garbage, but I know I wouldn't put no garbage on anything, but you know what I mean? I think I would sell, but I just would need a bag.
And maybe a label situation and your own artist. Would you want that?
Not right now. I've just been focused on producers because, mm-hmm. like, how can I focus on another artist? Like, I would never want to sign an artist and shelf. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm gonna be real. I would never let an artist be bigger than me with myself being an artist.
Okay. That yeah. makes sense. Okay, no one ever.
A lot of artists do that, though. But, like, listen, yo, your average artist do that. You sign the competition, so then he's no longer a factor if he's under me.
And try to stifle him. Yeah, yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
man.
But you never hear somebody say that.
Yeah,
though.
I ain't gonna sign nobody.
I'm be real because I'm the artist. Like, I'd rather focus on myself opposed to focus on. I know I've signed you, but I'd rather sign a producer to make my sound better. Mm-hmm. Once I feel I don't have it no more, or. Then I might consider signing artists, but no, I'm not interested in artists. I just want producers.
Now, and as impersonators out here running around doing shows as you.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make you feel like you need to grind harder? Because if people can pretend to be you.
Nah, I wouldn't say they pretend to be me. It'd be most of them. Yes, they do. They do pretend to be me.
I used to do that back in my day.
Who would you pretend to be?
When it was like the Franchise Boys first started. Nobody knew who they was. They had a hot record, like 3 guys.
White Tees on?
That's right.
On some White Tees?
That's it. Got the Franchise Boys here tonight. I only did that like once or twice.
They were lying, man.
But nah, I just be feeling that they just show you working on it. They trying to, now come on, man. You can't duplicate greatness, bro. And that's just how I look at it. Greatness cannot be duplicated, man. Once you see me, you get the real, man. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm just going to give you the real, whether you like it or not.
But if you go out there, put some braids in, do the crazy dance, people keep the lights low.
Yeah, it ain't even that, though. I've vamped my image, man. Even from first time someone had the afro. Everybody started getting it.
Right.
I started seeing the rich homie fade everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to revamp myself, but not go too far-fetched in left field. You feel me? Still stay me.
Now, who is Royalty Rich?
Royal Rich. That's my son.
That's his son.
That's my son.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah, Royal Rich Lamar. Yeah, that's my son.
Yeah, are you and the mother, what's her name, Amberella, are you guys still together?
Nah, that's just my baby, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's straight forever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But we're not together. Mm-hmm. But she good forever, though.
Because they was definitely on Instagram posting pictures.
Oh, yeah, I'm a family guy now. Like, I'm a family guy. I'm at all the birthdays. I don't care what it is. Like, I got to be there. That's my son. You feel me? I got to be there. I don't care who there. Even if I call somebody, it will not disrespect him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. It's the mother of my child. You know, just go like that.
You ever had to pull a pistol on another man?
Huh?
You ever had to pull a pistol on somebody she was dating?
Nah, she don't date nobody.
Oh, okay.
What's she supposed to do?
Huh?
What's she supposed to do? I mean, don't you want her to be happy with somebody?
Be a mom.
Yeah, be a mom. Word.
But you don't want her to be in love and have a man?
Not right now.
Rich, like, that's not the best thing for us right
so
now.
So then you don't date nobody either. So you don't date nobody either.
No, I just have friends.
So she can have friends?
Nah. Not like I ain't been... I don't know what I'm being, but she can't. I feel like she's focused on being a mother. It's her first child. Do what mothers do.
So you still love her? That's she? Yeah.
Well, you just never asked, but yeah, I still love her.
But then you could just not date nobody else and focus on being a father.
I could, but you know what I'm saying?
Do you have to have the talk with her? Like, look, man, I'm a rapper. I'm out here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
love
out here.
You, though.
Yeah,
you good.
But like,
you number one.
This is the fun thing about it, though. Like, how long have I been rapping? I've probably been talking to Emma like 7 years. Mm-hmm. So she was here before the money. She was here when I was broke, living with my mom with no bed. Like, mm-hmm. You feel me? So I go back. You know what I mean? But like, I'll be telling her, like, come on, man, you tripping. You know, you're like,
I'm only 25. I'm a rapper.
I just don't want to settle down now. But if I was, everybody know it would be with her. I just don't want to settle down now. That's how. I'm still mm-hmm. young, enjoying my life.
And that's good. Just be honest. Yeah. That's all. You just got to be honest.
And she knows she can't have no friends. Not going for that.
But I know you don't think she's not doing anything.
I bet you every dollar in my pocket she not.
Rich homie got every eye and the A on her.
Nah, it ain't even that. It ain't even that, man. It's just like, you know, like, I don't know. Let's get out of that, man. It's all getting mushy.
When did you add the Rich to your name? Was you homie Quan when you was living with your mom?
I've been Rich Homie. Probably okay. like 10 years when I was broke, I would call him out. Because I never meant riches and money, though. It always been riches and spirit, man. Right. My mama always taught me that.
And you got to put it in the air, too. I'm going to be rich, homie, Kwam.
Yeah, and the name's so long, I thought it would catch people. You know what I mean? Like, damn, his name long. It's like a first, middle, last name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what you get is what you see. Rich, homie, Kwam. It came in the closet like 10 years ago. That's when I was still in high school, when the rich homie name ever came about. I got locked up and I never just went away from it. Everybody started coming up with these different names. I just stayed down the rich homie.
Does it bother you when they come up with all these different nicknames, though, to be like, if the rape homie Kwam, the bitch homie Kwam, rich homie Bond, you like, God damn.
No, man. I don't get mad. I just, you know, just laugh it off.
You don't, though. I see that. Like, you seem like you don't take nothing personal.
What makes you mad?
My Elma having a friend.
No.
Nah, but she just...
She's gonna date an athlete or something.
In this game, man, if you get mad, they'll take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm. So try you can't let
show
people
no
know.
Emotions. Show no emotions, man. And just have fun doing what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But you got to think, you're doing what you want to do. So, like, whatever you say, it's not going to deteriorate my mind or anything. Because I know where I want to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My mind already said.
Now, people also got mad at you because you said you like when white people use the word.
Yeah. All right. You can't. Come on, man. You go do a show. If I go do a show, they be like, Kwam, do the clean version. So I be out there saying my hitter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how can I say my hitter when they just keep saying constantly, that just, come on, man. Like, that just... It just enhanced my performance. That turned me up even more. Say it again. Let them say it.
As long as you're singing a song, you're okay with it.
It ain't like. It's
but
not,
what about in real life if they?
It's not the 60s no more, man.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I really feel as if the worship in the dictionary. How much you get you?
What about with the ER at the end? Is that?
See, that's different. See, you just went back. Oh my God. You
if they use it like us, you don't got no problem.
Oh nah, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like, we don't got to argue like. If you in, oh no, mm-hmm. It's different. But like, come on, man, we use it so much. We don't. It's not the 60s no more.
But I think with all the racial tension and the police brutality,
But I wasn't thinking about that when I said, it, and I still don't. But like, I don't mind using the word. Just depending on how they use it. Like I said, it's in everybody's vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't hear them say it, I bet they say it.
Do you have a problem with law enforcement in Atlanta?
Any police in Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, nah, man. The police show me love, man. Like, right. I got pulled over before they let me go. They just want to take a selfie.
Right.
Nah, like, DeKalb County, I don't really fool around over there. Like, if you look at the beginning of some type of way video, we had got locked up for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't really been out there to DeKalb since then.
Right.
That's where I'm from, though.
They mm-hmm. locked you up while y'all filming the video?
Yeah, before. Wow.
Before, okay.
Now, we was on the way to the club, but finished shooting the video in the club. Mm-hmm. So they just ended up getting the footage. They just locked us. It was a raid, like a raid, big old raid. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you see stories like what happened to Chink's Drugs, rest in peace, do you worry about that kind of stuff, like jealousy, envy, a hater trying to take you out?
That I worry about because it's always somebody from your city, bro. You go back to the Dobie situation.
Mm-hmm.
Dobie didn't get murdered outside the city. He got murdered at home. You know what I mean? That'd be the worst part about it all because you get hate. You go to another city, the people love you. They pay their money to, you know what I mean? A promoter not going to bring you here, the people don't want to see you. So I don't never worry about anything happening to me outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even with my new house, that's why I just moved so far. Like, I'm in Georgia, but it's not the city.
Right.
So I don't even really leave home. Because I know, like, some people want to see me up, but everybody not as excited about my success like I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everybody don't want to see me win.
So that's why I said when I see you pulling up on guys, I'm like, man, why he doing that? Because Atlanta's small.
Oh, yeah, very small.
You can be with your son one day, your girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but father had a difficult situation.
Yeah, man, my dad had a very difficult situation. But he made it through, though. Yeah, he got shot.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That just come from hate, though.
I don't know if your dad got shot.
Yeah, he got shot 4 times.
Did they shoot him because you was his son?
I don't know what the motive of my dad getting shot was.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know to this day.
That's right.
So you know what I mean? I still walk around with that on my shoulders. So you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he survived, though. You know what I mean? 72 days in the hospital.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
So what kind of precautions do you take?
Beef up security. You know what I mean? Just start taking it a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's when I had to realize, like, everybody don't want to see me happy.
Right.
Everybody don't care. Everybody don't want to see me smile. Despite how much I get back to the city. It's all right. Somebody going to be, hey. That time we get back every year from Thanksgiving to Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
That actually make them madder sometimes.
But like, why though, man? Ain't nobody else doing it.
Man, listen, I did in my hometown, Mount Scorpio, South Carolina, I gave away about 1,000 turkeys over this past Thanksgiving. I had a dude tell me, man, you don't nobody want your dry ass turkeys. Like, damn,
well,
dog.
Turkeys dry though. You know where they dry? Maybe they were dry.
Man, shut up. They're frozen. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the principle.
Yeah.
Like, man, why are you mad that I'm giving back?
Yeah. Like, what that? It just come like, well, we were giving away bites. I did it like the hood I'm from at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people I went to high school with. You can see some people who are like genuinely happy for you.
Right.
And some people shake my hand. I can feel like madness in the shake. Like, mm-hmm. damn, you made it. You know what I mean? Cause in high school, bro, I'll be honest. I never looked at myself as being a rapper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Never, like, you know, you vote the most successful person. It would never be me. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm the most successful out of my class.
If they was
class clown.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Class clown. I got voted best rich.
That class clown, I mean, you've been doing that dance for a long time.
No, man. I just got a good sense of humor, that's all. I'm not a dancing person, bro, honestly. I'm not a dancing person at all. I just been in the studio crunk.
I know people talk crazy to you on Twitter, too. Do you ever feel like, all right, I got to find this person? Because you see that happen all the time.
I tell you, I took the notifications on my phone. Twitter only alerts me when I get on it. So, like, even from Instagram, the social media life, I only see it when I want to get on it.
Right.
You feel me? They're going to say everything. So if you don't want it, don't even sign up for it.
That's
I've yet to get a Snapchat, though. And everybody keeps saying that's the move. But I don't be really into, like, I didn't even bring my phone today. I don't really be into the phone thing like that. It slows me down. Today we got to do a lot of press, so that's what my mind is at.
Focus.
Today, press.
Mm-hmm.
Phone going to throw me off.
Well, the biggest thing, and that's why I want to get clear answers from you, the biggest thing people always question you about is your sexuality. They think because of your dance, because of the way you dress.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he must be gay. Then they think of the Young Thug calling you hubby and bae. Clearly, that's not the case.
Though. Man, no, man. Leave you get around me 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes. But first time I came, I think I was showing it. But this time, you know, it's difficult. I brought a little friend with me. I said, oh, my baby mama gonna see this.
Oh, my gosh, this guy.
Rich homie crying. The album coming again.
The album coming fall, man. The album coming fall.
I better clean that up. That was an assistant or something, man. PR person.
It's all good, man. I ain't lying. I already done said it now. So.
Oh, so you was in New York with some old
Betty?
No,
yesterday. Because yesterday I wasn't going to tell him. But yesterday I was coming. We were doing stuff and the paparazzi so crazy up here. So she sent me a picture already.
Oh, he sent you?
Yeah, she already seen you. So, like,
she said, you know, your baby mom is very pretty too. She might mess with one of the Hawks or something at some point.
The Hawks will be some Eagles, man. It won't be no playoff.
You can come as fine as it be over.
It's already over though. Carol taking it all.
Dang, you ain't rooting for your home team, bro.
I'm from Atlanta, man, but come on, bro. We know.
Yeah, that's the GOAT. Yeah,
nah,
I think so.
I wouldn't mind checking out a game or not, but like, I'm not gonna even lie. I think the city know.
How does that work for you now? Do you pay for tickets, or they be like, nah, go ahead, sit courtside. You a star.
Playoffs, you gonna pay?
Where?
You know what I'm saying? But during the regular season, nah, we were just getting tired. You can people from the house will hit me up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like the marketing people, they give you tickets or whatnot. When I was fun, I went like 3 games. Mm-hmm. I'd be so busy though. I went with my dad every time though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love. Yeah, I love sports though. Mm-hmm. I watch SportsCenter before I wake up. I don't even watch the news. SportsCenter, though. That's the news to me.
Wasn't you supposed to sign with Jeezy at one point?
No, we were just talking. You know, we just did a song. You know, people see you with somebody then. You know what I mean? I think you're going to sign. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of people are trying to sign you. I'm sure he put his bid in. I'm sure a lot of people did.
See, they don't ever put the bid in. That's the funny part.
That's the crazy thing to me.
We'll kick it. We might talk about it, but you never get a bid.
Well, the reason why is he's doing so successful. What number could
you
do?
Yeah, and that's what I think a lot of people be afraid, though.
But this is my thing. Uh-huh. You're OG in Atlanta. If you T.I., you Jeezy, they see y'all from the beginning.
Don't forget Gucci. Yeah. He just hit me up, too, from jail.
He did?
They see y'all.
What'd he say?
I need you on this song.
They say Gucci doing a lot of songs.
Nah,
Gucci got a studio in jail, don't he?
I don't know what he doing, how he sounding so clear, man. I was listening to the song like, is he in jail when he recorded it?
He hit me on Instagram.
Yeah,
he'll be
surprised, man. You'll be surprised.
But my thing is, they see y'all from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So they could grab y'all and put y'all on paperwork before everything pop off. So I never understand why that don't happen.
Because sometimes, you know, a lot of them don't believe, man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of them don't believe. When I first came out, that sound sounded like Future. That was the biggest criticism I got.
He still say that now.
Like they don't?
Like, nah.
Nah.
A little bit. Not
as much, though. No, I feel as if I've incorporated my own sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel as if I've beat them in the head enough with my sound, like, to let them know, like, we're from Atlanta. Maybe we just sound like this. You feel me?
So you wouldn't sign with the artist, though, being that your feeling is, as an artist, you wouldn't want somebody to do better than
I wouldn't say that. Now, if an artist offered me the right number.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number? Say, put that out there in the universe.
Yeah. It ain't really a normal, man. It gotta make sense. It gotta be fair.
It probably is a whole structure of like not just.
I got that. It can't be no 3 million. It could be three. I take a 10 with the right percentages.
Got you.
Like, it ain't even got. I take a probably like a sell, but the percentages.
The percentages
paperwork
is important.
The paperwork got to be, man, come on, man. I need Johnny Cochran to look over there. Work. Nah, for real. Like, that's what it's about, longevity.
I don't know if that's going to happen with Johnny
Cochran. Yeah. Not Johnny Cochran, but because a lot of these people, they get the money. You offer me $2 million. I'm so going off of $2 million. My paperwork's so effed up. Right. I don't eat now. I don't win. I can't feed my family.
Right.
Then the $2 million is recoupable, so I got to give it back. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, nah, man, I'm good, man.
Do you think it's still a misconception that us Southern folk is dumb?
I ain't dumb.
I don't think you are. I'm just saying. You,
that's what a lot of people say. Southern people don't.
Yeah, you know they be the thing.
Oh, yeah, they do say that. That's what they were saying. They were talking about me yesterday in direct.
Who?
Some people at a bar. Because me and Fab shot a video for We Good yesterday.
Okay.
And they were talking about the way I talk. I know I don't talk like a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talk like a Southerner. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But that don't mean you dumb. I'm hearing you breaking down percentages, and you know what number you want. Yeah. You focus. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but nah, yeah, we do get that though. I don't know why they do the stuff like that. I think Atlanta get it better than South Carolina. Now, y'all a little more country.
Y'all a little more country.
But nothing again. I love South Carolina.
You made a lot of money in South Carolina.
I was just going to say that. Carolina, I would say nothing bad about Carolina. I love Carolina, period.
Word.
From the South and North, both pay good, bro.
Absolutely.
CIAA is the best, like one of the best.
Yeah.
Weekends of my whole life.
Oh, we do a party there every year.
Man.
A day party.
I love, listen, man. CIAA, bro. Everybody comes. Like, you know, you see how many people from Georgia come.
It's like, getting bigger and bigger.
Every year. Every year. Like, so, like, yeah, man, I have nothing bad to say about the Carolina. You know, other than, like, I don't like the football team.
The Gamecocks?
No, man. The Panthers? Yeah.
I don't like them neither. I'm a Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I'm a Falcon fan. Then we're in the same conference. But I like Cam Newton because he's from Georgia. So, like, I do watch the game still. You know what I mean? Then, man, Cam played the same part together.
Well, when y'all was little?
Yeah, exactly. We had
you used to play ball, right?
Yeah.
Well, wide receiver?
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah, that the counts got too big. You know, I was still the same. I was the same side, bro.
Now you can't.
I heard you was getting scholarships. I saw that on ESPN. You were getting scholarships off.
Yeah, in baseball. See that? I was good in baseball. Mm-hmm. Baseball, I thought was gonna be my ticket, and I really still thought it was. Wish it could be. They pay more than rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, they're in any sport. Nah, to be honest, they pay more than any sport. But now I'm pretty good though. Missed the baseball in ninth grade.
So what happened?
I had the conception of just being a street person, bro.
Dope?
Nah, you just don't want to leave.
Fastballs, day balls? What happened?
Nah, you know, like, okay, I got accepted to this school, Fort Valley, which is in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. That's a college?
Yeah. Okay. Probably like, what they call them, HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably like an hour and a half out of the city. I'm so gone in the city. I got to be in the city every day. I got to be around my homeboys every day. I don't want to go out and venture to do something new.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or even try to get them to come. I just want to stay home. And that's what it was. Stayed at home. Start breaking
up with the life.
Start breaking their houses and went to jail.
Breaking their houses.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the hustle.
Damn.
That was the hustle.
So you could have been on the mound right now throwing for the Braves, making $300 million.
A year.
But you just didn't want to leave for an hour and a half. That happens, though. That's a common story.
Yeah, I'm just being real, bro. I want to be so, I'm so caught up in what's going on every day. And at that time, might have been Facebook. That might have been the hottest thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't have a new outfit for Facebook, I wouldn't study it. I ain't finna go to no school. My mama already struggling to feed three of us. You feel me? I'd rather stay here with her, help her as much as I can.
What made you be a kick door person as opposed to selling dope?
That's what I got introduced to. I thought I was going to cut some grass one day. I went from cutting grass to kicking dough.
Man.
How did you get caught?
The first time I went, really, man, I got caught. The first time I ever did, I was like, man, these niggas so dumb. But they do it this way, it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of jail that same the next day. I did a burglarizer holiday next Friday. So after that, man, well, I make like $10,000-$15,000 a week once I perfected it.
What you was doing, like stealing it and then going to pawn stuff?
Nah, see in the South, flat screens were real hot at that time.
TVs at the time.
Yes, TVs and electronics were the most, you know what I mean? So if I got a 50-inch, that's 500, 40-inch, 400, and et cetera, et cetera. So my thing was to, but like a lot of these girls was sneak because they would just put me on some of their dudes who done made them mad or whatnot.
Lord, have you done robbed from so many Atlanta Hawks and Falcons?
they probably retired now. they probably retired now, but nah, that was a hustle then, though, man. You know what I mean? It's nothing that I'm proud of,
right.
Because I'm proud of what I do now, mm-hmm. and I can look back at it like, man, that was stupid of me.
You ever get the urge to steal now? Like, you be in one of these nice-ass hotels, like, I'll take that flat.
Man, I be so worried. They take, man, listen, man, I'm in the hotel room. they steal from me. They go in my room, take my money out of my pocket. But I say
karma.
Yeah, karma. I say God just give me back. Yeah. A good thing he ain't take none of my TVs out of my house. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just karma.
You do got a little burglar look about you.
No, I don't,
you
man.
Do, man.
How you burglar look like? Yeah.
What does a burglar look like?
Yeah, man.
I don't, man.
But not the hustle.
We appreciate you joining us.
Rich Homie Quan, man.
I appreciate you having
glad
me.
Glad you came here, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Rich Homie Quan, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.